So what will Big Ten football look like this year?
What will it feel like? What will it sound like are the things that to me make it even stranger. It's going to be different, obviously. Empty stadiums, they're going to let families of players in to a certain extent, you know, up to maybe 1,000 people in the stadium. But we're used to 75,000 in Spartan Stadium and 100,000 plus in Michigan Stadium and Ohio Stadium. It's going to feel different. It's going to sound different. They'll have piped in crowd noise. But, you know, college football, you know, the pageantry, if you will, of it is a lot of the sights and sounds. And so you won't have, there won't be any marching band. There are no cheerleaders, no mascots, no tailgating outside. And I know this will make you sad. No Zeke the Wonder Dog catching frisbees at Spartan Stadium.
Oh,
instead.
So sad.
I don't know. I did see his owner was on Twitter making a last minute plea this week. But no, they're obviously restricting access and making it just players only, essentially essential employees, if you will.
So my husband said that with no crowd or band nor cheerleaders, it's going to feel like watching a scrimmage. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, and the players have talked about it. They've done some sort of trial runs, both for the players and the coaches, et cetera, just to get used to it. You know, they will pipe in crowd noise as they're doing in the NFL, but it's a different, obviously, level of noise and kind of noise. But it's also, it's the whole game day routine changes. You know, Michigan State's not going to have their players, you know, the walk to the stadium. Some of those traditions that, you know, I think fans love and certainly the players and coaches love are not going to be part of it. But they are going to play the games, and that's what they were clamoring for all, you know, summer and fall. And so I think they're willing to take these restrictions if it means they still get to go out and play these games.
I think the question for me is whether anyone wants to watch that. And, you know, there had been a lot of bemoaning of the lack of sports when everything was shut down in the spring. But then slowly, like, you know, tennis and baseball and then basketball and eventually football began to slowly return. Have the ratings returned with the sports now that they're so dramatically different?
Across the board, the numbers have been down, and there's sort of conflicting reasons or explanations as to why that may be. Although I will say the NFL numbers have been what you would expect, you know, from NFL TV ratings numbers. So in that sense, I think college football also will fall into that same category. Football is America's pastime, whether baseball wants to admit it or not. And you know, you've got these schools, fan bases that are just, you know, desperate to see their alma mater play or whatever the case may be. So I think the numbers will bear that out. And, you know, we had a glut of sports all of a sudden. You mentioned it. There was no sports, and all of a sudden there was too much sports almost on TV. And I think that was part of the ratings decline. But some of it's, you know, some of the social justice campaigns and things like that maybe have turned people off. And it just may be that people just don't want, like you said, don't want to watch a sort of more sterile, sort of strange scene.
So University of Michigan may be fielding a football team this weekend, but Washtenaw County issued a 2-week quarantine for all undergrads because of the spread of COVID in the area, especially among younger college students in social gatherings. So the optics aren't really great as far as I'm concerned. But is there a reasonable argument to be made that you have to prevent all kids in college from gathering except the football team, which is obviously a moneymaker for the university?
Yeah, no, and certainly the optics aren't good. But they knew that going in when they decided. I mean, the Big Ten presidents and chancellors punted the season back in mid-August and then sort of caved a little bit under pressure a month or so ago to bring it back as other conferences went ahead and played. The difference in their defense, I guess, the difference is the players are undergoing and staff, et cetera, are undergoing daily antigen testing. That's the exemption that was carved out there in that recent order from Washtenaw County. But you mentioned it. Look, I mean, cases are spiking across the upper Midwest, and yet here the Big Ten is starting, you know, kicking off its season this weekend in the middle of maybe another surge. The optics aren't good. I mean, you had a dozen mayors of Big Ten cities send a humble letter. I think what humble was the word they used, but sort of asking the Big Ten to coordinate better and not schedule late afternoon and night games because they're worried about crowds, bars, parties.
So did the Big Ten respond? Are they going to have any night games?
think it's safe to say they will, because their TV contracts almost stipulate it. TV is still driving this bus in many respects, and that TV revenue, I mean, it's tens of millions of dollars. So I think their pleas will fall on deaf ears in some respects.
John Neo is a columnist with the Detroit News. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Laura.